was a balance. I think there was a healthy balance. I don't do a lot of the media, as you know. I have to do it, as in talking to you and the written and et cetera, and TV. But I don't read up what I've said. I know what I've said. But I gather from our Match of the Day particularly, they gave us a lot of credit because it was by design. It wasn't by default. That was quite obvious. So I think there was a balance to it. And stats and facts, let's face it, we've been dominated by that for years. It came from America. God knows how many years ago, probably 15, 20 years. Sky were probably the first to really start looking at games in depth. But they've been doing it in America for years. So I think now it's just a thing that has become more prevalent in the game. You know, people, whether it's managers, whether it's media, talking about stats, facts, trying to find the magic answer of football, but no one's found it yet other than having really good players who can play really well and win loads of football matches. That's as simple as it can get sometimes.
And is this a general rule, it's simply the case that you've just got to find a way to win, and that might be different from week to week, month to month, year to year?
Well, we certainly have, because we're not the market leaders, we're not the dominant force. You know, we are the minnows of the Premier League, so we will have to find different ways to get results, you know, whereas some teams, they've got so much depth in their player base and such a high talent level, they can more or less just do what they do every week. And you'd be surprised, actually, how little coaching goes on in some teams because they've got that many good players, other than the format, the fitness side of things. But it's not really individual development. We have to do a lot of things here, including individual development, as well as team development, as well as organisation, fitness, etc. Because we are trying to get every inch out of the group in order to be part of the Premier League ongoing, you know, and that's our aim and that's our goal. And the players are very receptive to the way we work here, so I enjoy what we do with them.
I know you won't know the ins and outs of any other team at the moment because you're here and you're with Burnley, but given what you've just said, would you expect you get the very most out of your players in terms of comparatively you get more improvement from your players because of the circumstances you have to work in?
I think that's for other people to judge. I'm just happy that myself, my staff and the players have an unofficial mutual agreement, really, to make sure we maximise every situation. I've been very happy with that over the last 3 years. The first 6 months were a challenge here, but the last 3 years I couldn't fault any group member we've had, any staff member, everyone giving their lot to get to where we've got to now. We want to take it further. And so I can only speak about us. I can't judge what other people think of us. I can only tell you that we do put a lot of hard work in every area to try and maximise ourselves, both as individuals and as a group.
And I would never dream of trying to pick your team or indeed predict it, but would it be fair to say that those that played in the Premier League last weekend will come back into the thinking, given that you've only got a few days from the cup tie, for those that played in that?
It would be fair to say that what you just said sounds quite similar to what I was thinking.
I'll take that as a yes.
It's up to you.